ain't nobody as blue as the Hook. John Lee Hooker from Endless Boogie on MCA Records 1971. We might as well call it through. I didn't get married to your two-timing mother.
No way, man.
John Lee Hooker on guitar, Mark Naftalin on piano, Cliff Cutler on electric piano, Jesse Davis guitar, mm-hmm. Carl Radle on Fender bass, Jim Gordon on drums, and it was recorded on November 10th, 1971. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you're listening to WAIF Cincinnati.
The Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour.
There's a Hispanic, Latin, Spanish-speaking show, and according to a guy I know who goes by the name Doc,
Buenos dias.
Spanish is going to be taking over America, and pretty soon you're not going to be able to understand your neighbors when they speak to you. And you can join Buenos Dias
now,
America.
Does Doc happen to live on the West Coast?
No, not that Doc, the other Doc.
I don't know which Doc you're talking about. I just know.
Fat-free Doc.
I know.
Fat-free Doc told me that.
Well, I just know that there are a lot of West Coast Spanish.
Everybody's going to be speaking Spanish. You're not going to be able to understand your neighbors unless you learn Spanish. And if you don't learn Spanish, you're going to get murdered in your sleep. That's what I heard.
Are you saying Spanish-speaking people will murder you in your sleep if you don't speak Spanish?
Well, if you don't learn to assimilate, yeah. You got to assimilate, dude. You got to be part of the culture.
We were here first.
Look what we did to all the indigenous people here when we came, us white people.
So now you're saying the brown people are going to come kill the white people?
Something like that.
But you are just a prophet of doom, and I don't believe you.
Buenos Dias America, the WAIF all-Spanish show, will be broadcasting all the music and fun live from the 4th Annual Hispanic Festival. That is Sunday, September 14th. It's coming up, folks. 3 to 6 p.m. Sunday, the 14th. Only on WAIF. Only on 88.3. Only at the very, very, very bottom of your dial. It's being held at St. Aloysius Church, Township and Vine, Elmwood Place. The festival goes on Saturday and Sunday. The broadcast will be here on WAIF Sunday night from 3 to 6.
Hola.
Followed by some pretty good jazz music.
Me llamo Roberto.
The phone number at the Chris and Rob late night program is 749-1444. We're going to stay here till the flow gets here because one of those guys was a DJ Risto.
Siete, cuatro, nueve, uno, cuatro, cuatro.
He's got a busted sled. In other words, his car won't start. His chariot is grounded, and he's running a little late. So until then, we're just going to banter here very dryly, very slowly. We're going to talk to you. Have a little dry banter and attempt to perk you up with a little
humor. What's up with this dude? This guy, this man, this so-called Reverend Louis Farrakhan thinking he should get a key to the city. You know, millions of people.
Farrakhan didn't say he didn't want it. He said he didn't want it. He's already got the key to the city. He's got the key to the hearts and the souls of the people who can go work for change in the community.
Who are the people wanting to give Farrakhan a key to the city? Listen, millions of people come to Cincinnati every year. You can't just distribute a key to each and every one that comes by. What is that all about? That's ridiculous. Who's demanding a key?
You know, Motley Crue's coming to town here in a few weeks.
Should we give them a key to the
city? Motley
Crue
should get the key to the
city. Should Reba McEntire get a key to the city because she has 48 costume changes in her show?
I say Motley Crue should get the key to the city.
What about Cheap Trick? They're opening up. Cheap Trick should get the key to the city.
Motley Crue's the headliner. Where are they playing anyway?
The Crown.
Oh, the Crown downtown?
No, it's not downtown. It's on the river.
The Crown downtown. Formerly known as Riverfront Coliseum, the home of the Stingers. It's now called The Crown, and it's going to be host to the venue. It's going to be host to many traveling acts that you'll want to catch, including Motley Crue coming to town very soon to The Crown. So we're going to put together a political action committee here, a PAC, we're going to call it. WAIF is going to spearhead this, and we're going to attempt to get Motley Crue the key to the city. We're going to call Roxanne Qualls on a phone. Do you know the number? It's like 352-5000 or something. We should call our answering machine.
I think it's 352-FOXY.
Try that. We'll leave her a little message. But yeah, don't you think it would be appropriate to give the key to the city to
Vince, Nikki, Tommy. Who's the other one? Who's the other one, Jim? Besides Vince, Nikki, and Tommy.
What was their big hit?
Mick Mars.
This is WLWT, Cincinnati's 5. Our switchboard...
No, not them. We got the number wrong.
Did you dial 352?
They're in the phone book. You can look up Cincinnati Mayor's Office, City of Cincinnati Mayor's Office.
Channel 5's number is 352-FOXY.
It must be. 5,000. Who'd have thought?
Oh. So anyway, my point is, you can't just hand out a key to everybody who comes to town.
Why not?
Or can you?
Why not?
I don't know. Should you think the crew should get a key, really?
I don't see why not. What was the name of their big hit? Their MTV
Shout
hit?
At the Devil.
There's nothing wrong with the guys that penned Shout at the Devil should get the key to the city when they come to this town.
What about Mike Piazza and other baseball greats whenever they come to the
Tommy
town?
Tommy Lasorda gets free Italian food at Spazzi's.
That's better than a key to the city.
Yeah.
That is much better
and
than
since
a
key. I don't think Motley Crue is going to be eating free at Spazzi's, then maybe we should get them the key to
what
the city.
What about Michael Flatley, the Lord of the Dance? What about Michael Flatley, the Lord of the Dance?
What about Michael Flanagan?
I think they both should get a key to the city. What about, who else is coming? Oh my gosh, there's somebody else huge coming.
We're calling the mayor's office.
Fleetwood Mac, should Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham get a key?
Nah, I never liked them too much.
What about
much.
Mick? Should Mick Fleetwood get a key?
He's a good drummer.
What about John McVie and his former wife, Christine? Should they get a key to the city?
I know they got a recording down at City Hall now. Come on, baby. Come on, Foxy Roxy.
You have reached the office of Mayor Roxanne Qualls. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Friday.
If you receive a message between the hours of 9 and 5, we are either on the phone or working elsewhere in the building. Please leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hello, Foxy Roxy. My name is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show at WAIF-FM. The bottom of your dial, you can't go no lower. And we have a proposition to make, and hopefully you can issue a proclamation in response to our proposition.
And issue a key to Mick, Vince, Tommy,
and there's another guy.
Nikki. Motley. Friggin' crew.
Maybe you heard Motley Crue is coming to town. Yeah, that's right. They're going to be playing at the newly restored Crown, formerly known as the Riverfront Coliseum, home of the Stingers. And Motley Crue will be rocking the Hee House in a couple of weeks. We think when they come to town that they should receive the key to the city.
So give them 4 keys and then give them all like 3 or 4 extra keys so they can distribute to the birds so they can come back to their hotel room. When they get done rocking, they can start partying.
And if there's any controversy as to, you know, giving the Motley Crue the key to the city, you just say, Shout at the Devil, and people will know what you're talking about. Got me?
And you can also give Reba McEntire one if you need to.
Is she coming?
Yeah, she's coming too.
Oh, cool.
And give one to Fleetwood Mac. And also Cheap Trick in Mike Piazza.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we hate Phil Heimlich, and we're voting for you, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we left Foxy Roxy a message there. I needed to get that off my chest. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We don't have a record. We don't have any more music left.
No, we're all out of music.
What are those singles?
I'll find something.
You bought another single, didn't you?
We'll find something to
You're
fill time
weak.
Until the flow gets in the Hee House. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
It's upside your head, man.
Uh-oh, everything went goo-goo here. Let's try this all over. It's getting late, my friend. Let's try that.
What are you doing?
Everything went goo-goo here.
I had a friend named Campbell. He used to rob, steal, and gamble. He tried everything. It was low down. He was out tomcatting one night when it started a big fight. And a big policeman came and knocked him down. He's in a jailhouse now.
In a jailhouse now.
In a jailhouse now.
In a jailhouse now.
I told him over again. Quit drinking whiskey, lay off that gin. He's in a jailhouse now. Now Campbell broke jail one day. Decided to go away. Met him at the train. The cop says, I come for you. Campbell says, this won't do. 'Cause you know Campbell never. never been my name. He's in a jailhouse now.
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 Yeah, he broke out all over town. A fool walked about. He's in a jailhouse now. Sadie said, where's my baby? Told her he was downtown in the can. She went down to the jail. It was just to go his bail. And she said, I come down here to get my man. She's in a jailhouse now.
She's in a jailhouse now.
You understand why old city's in the cans. He's in the jailhouse now.
Hey, Bleen is in the house, everyone. Remember Bleen from a couple weeks ago? She stopped by.
Did you turn that off, or is that somebody else?
What's that?
The door light's lighting up.
So a big shout out to Bleen, who stopped by the show.
Yeah,
wearing a fabulous little red miniskirt. Boy, he looks good.
Wow.
Here, this next song is a dedication going out to Foxy Roxy from Mara, Cincinnati. Maybe we'll get Motley Crue a brand new key. That would be a fabulous day in the Queen City, wouldn't it?
Yes, it sure would
be. Speaking of Queens, Bleen is here, fresh from the dock after having lip-synced to the Blondie song, Rapture.
Rapture, be pure.
How did it go down at the dock tonight, Bleen?
It was great, and I think we should have a Queen City day for Queens so we can get the key.
You're all decked out with long blonde hair, and you got your legs all shaved and some little red miniskirt on, and you're a boy. How's that thing work out with your family?
My family loves me, especially my stepmom. She alters my clothes.
Does she think you're adorable and stuff?
She's sweet.
See, now that's cool. Acceptance is a good thing. And when it comes to acceptance, You know, we're sitting here talking about Foxy Roxy, the mayor of Cincinnati. But, you know, a lot of people know that she's gay. Some people have a problem with it. Some people don't. You know, creeps like Phil Heimlich try to use that against her. Does she try to get the gay and lesbian vote in this town? Or does she just try to sort of brush over that whole thing as if it was a non-issue? Which it kind of is.
She doesn't have to try to get it because she's already got it, but...
Well, Doy, she's already got it, but does she campaign with you folks?
Yes.
Does she have fundraisers at the dock?
Not at the dock, but she caters to us in a way.
Does she ever, like, hang out there?
I've never seen her there, but I did see her in the 4th of July parade in Northside.
Does she hang out at Shirley's?
I've only been there twice. Mm. But boy, do those lesbians know how to party.
You have an operation coming up, don't you?
I hope so.
When's the date? When's it slated
for? Not until the end of next year. I've got a little while on hormones.
You're saving up some money for that? Because I know those operations can be expensive.
Yes, indeed.
When that operation comes down, you let us know, because we'll make a topic out of that one, boy.
We will.
Oh, yeah. Chris and Rob, late night talk show, hanging out, waiting for the flow. Stay tuned. Things are going to get wacky here in a minute. Transvestites gay or straight, and you just like to wear skirts, but you're still straight? Like, after you have your operation, are you going to be a lesbian, or are you going to be straight? Are you following me here?
I think I'll be a bisexual woman.
You go both ways then?
Well, I have an appreciation for both ways. But actually, transsexuals like me, medical experts believe that the reason behind it is hormonal imbalances in utero or in the mother's womb before birth. That it's like a chemical thing.
You're trying to tell me where it comes from. You know, I don't know if it comes from there or because of the way your mom and your dad raised you and your childhood or whatever. I don't know about that. But I just wondered, you know, which side of the fence you play on when both before and after the operation and all that.
I know what boys like.
Yeah, but you want to become a woman, so do you know what women like?
I've experienced that, yeah.
Which you like better?
Well, men are more physical and women are more emotionally satisfying, so maybe some kind of a mix.
So you like to hang with the chicks. I bet there's a lot of chicks and you're their, you know, quote-unquote gay friend, right?
Yeah.
Every chick's got one.
I've even had a couple experiences with couples.
Whoa, now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We're not going there. We're not going there. We swing, but we don't swing that far.
Not sexual.
I hope so. You were just like helping out with the dishes after dinner,
with
right?
With supper, yeah.
All right. 749-1444. If you have a question for a real live transsexual in the flesh who's still a he but wants to be called she and she's about to go under the knife. 749-1444. And this is the song that she sang, or let's say lip-synced, along to Dick Clark style.
Did you win? Did you win tonight?
Did you get any cash? Did you get a cash prize?
It's a collective thing for the whole month. It's like tryouts for the cast.
All right.
So nobody won.
Down at the dock, downtown on Pete Rose Way, the dock. Do you see irony in the fact that the Cincinnati's number one gay bar is on a street named after Cincinnati's number one jock?
We love Pete.
Everybody in Cincinnati loves Pete. Blondie with Rapture. She's lip-syncing along right now, folks. Look at her move.
love Channel 2 and don't stop. Shoot a shot. Go out to the parking lot and get in your car and drive real far and drive all night. And then you see a light and it comes right down and it lands on the ground. And out comes a man from Mars and he tried to run, but he's got a gun and he shoots you dead and he eats your head. And then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night eating cars. You eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru. And you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet. Face to face, dance cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, dance toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall. He's gonna eat them all. Rap tour, be pure, take a tour. Don't strain your brain, pain the train. You'll be singing in the rain. Then don't stop to funk rock.
We observe today not a victory of body. 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 Body.
What you wanna be, just have your party on TV, cause the man from Mars won't eat up balls where the TV's on. Now he's gone back up to space, where he won't have a hassle with the human race. And you hear that? And you don't stop, just blast off, shoot shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars, yeah!
Chris and Rob, late night talk show. Little Blondie here. We got Bleen live in the stewed with the Chris and Rob late night talk show. The Queen City Rugby Club is recruiting athletes to play the best game on earth. They play chess at the rugby club? Anyone can learn the game and everyone is welcome. Call Queen City Rugby Hotline at 1-888. 1-888-RUCKOVER. That's RUCKOVER. For more information, 1-888-RUCKOVER. It's a great cheap way to relieve stress, and if you practice, you will play. Bleen, are you thinking about joining the Queen City Rugby Club?
Well, I do like it rough.
Are you one of these transvestites that's into, like, you know, the really rough way of doing it, or do you like to be pampered?
No, actually, I like to be pampered, and I like to have my feet pampered.
Oh, my God.
What?
Are you one of these, like, foot fetish people? That's kind of weird.
No, but I seem to attract them.
Have you ever seen really stinky, ugly feet with big, yellow, crappy, crackly toenails look like the surface of another planet?
That's not on gross. This girl.
But have you ever seen those? Have you ever gotten lucky at the dock and somebody went home and said, pamper my feet, and you took off their, you know, knee socks and you saw, big stink toe.
Big giant yellow tombstone toenails.
You misunderstand. They pamper my feet. I don't pamper theirs. Sorry.
Are you usually... Well, I'm not even going to ask.
What were you going to say, Chris?
No, I'm not even going to ask. Yeah. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you want to talk to a real, live, living, breathing transvestite, 749-1444. This is Bananarama. Robert De Niro's Waiting by Bananarama. They tell me that was a hit, but I don't remember.
Yes, it was a big hit. Robert De Niro's Waiting, Talking Italian, huge hit. Monster hit.
Yeah. WAIF, Cincinnati.
So what's going on? We got Blaine in the house. We got lovely Jim. We got somebody on the phone.
Hey, we got Bob on the phone. Hello, Bob.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We got a real live transvestite in the studio with us. Her name is Blaine, even though she's still a E. She wants to be known as a she.
So it's officially she?
It's officially she, and it'll be officially official, what, in about a year, you say?
That's right.
That's right.
A year? Hey, I can get this done right now.
Well, let's go, baby.
I got a guy down in Mexico, this Dr. Brotario. He's an old friend of mine. I call him up. He's here in 2 days. You come over. We have a little champagne, you know, a little snip here, a little chop there. I got this little pot-bellied pig that runs around. It's a lot of fun. We'll get it done, and, you know, we'll have something to eat.
Not hot dogs.
Oh, hey, don't get too crazy on me, all right? Hey, come on, Bleem. We'll get you over here. We'll get it done.
Does he sterilize his equipment?
Oh yeah, he's totally clean. We'll probably do it much cheaper than a regular thing. We'll knock a few grand off it. You know, we can even keep it for you, you know, give it a little name.
Right, you mean like put it in a formaldehyde jar or something?
Yeah, you know, call it Stan or something. You know, you get a little Stan. You can keep him on the mantle. Go and reminisce anytime you want to, you know.
Well, Bleen, if you don't mind me asking a personal question, was your name Bleen before you became Bleen, or you know what I'm asking? What was your original name?
Tim.
Tim.
Yes.
So your real name is Tim.
It never fit me.
Oh, you're not a Tim. You're a Bleen.
Right.
And where did you come up with the moniker Bleen?
Actually, from biblical mythology, Bleen was an angel who fell out of grace with the Creator and went to the other side.
The devil. You're talking about Louis Cipher. Louis Cipher.
But it was such a beautiful name.
Bleen.
Right.
It's short for Maybelline, right?
No. Actually, someone told me recently that Bleen is the name of the device in a whale's mouth that they use to siphon their food.
What do you think of that, Bob?
That's Bailey.
I think that's pretty catchy. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I love your poetry, Bob. Will you read to me while we're going through the surgery?
Oh, you got it. I got plenty of haikus. I got plenty of long sort of free-form stuff. I'll read to you. I'll hold your hand. I'll stroke your chest. We'll get Shavo in here.
You've got my vote.
Shavo? Now, what's Shavo?
Shavo's my little slave boy, my little Mexican cook. He lives with me, but Brotario, we got to ship him in. It's going to take a couple days, but we'll get it done.
Now, is this going to be any cheaper than the deal that Bleen already has set up?
I
imagine that the deal Bleen has set up is legitimate, and it's with a legitimate licensed professional doctor at a hospital somewhere. And these operations are usually very, very expensive.
Those foo-foo guys, you know, they get their degrees. They think they can charge you a bundle. $200, we'll get it done. No problem. Total sterilization. We might even be able to give you a tattoo or maybe pierce you somewhere if you want to. And then we'll have some ham or something.
I don't eat meat cooked anyway.
Okay, well, quiche. How about quiche?
Quiche, that's good.
And, you know, we got the pot-bellied pig running around. It's a lot of fun. We'll play Twister or something.
Could I possibly use the slave for a couple days afterwards?
Hey, Shabo's up for anything, baby.
Speaking of slaves, you know, Bob, Bleen has a, how do I put this delicately, a foot thing?
A fetish.
A foot fetish, yeah.
Oh, the fetishes. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk it out, baby. Let's do it.
Actually, the foot fetish people are attracted to me for some reason. I don't know why.
So you don't actively pursue them?
Well, they pursue me. I don't have to pursue them.
You got the sexy feet.
I suppose.
The hot tootsies.
They must like them.
Then we got to get you over here. It's no problem. In fact, the thing will take 25 minutes tops. We fill you up with rum. We smack you around a little, you go out, whack here, snip there, it's done.
Will you exfoliate my feet during the
ordeal? Oh, my God. All right, we're done with this, but thank you for your call, Bob, and we hope to hear from you again very, very soon. We love you. Don't go changing. But Bleen, I think, will be changing.
King James I came out of my clan, and we're fighters. We love to fight, and we love to wrestle. So why don't we do this, Bleen? Why don't I put my Royal Stewart skirt on, and you and I can meet on Monday Night Raw, and you can come down there as gold dust, because I'd like to make a man out of you.
Well, honey, how about if I put my teabags on, and we'll get a room at the Westin?
You can dress any way you want.
And we can do that in private.
You can dress any way you want, because I want to make a man out of you.
Well, honey, if you think you got what it takes.
Now, hold on. I'm gonna jump in the middle of this fracas here for a second. Dewey, you appear to have a bit of tongue-in-cheek attitude about this. You appear to be just a bit either over-eager or, what's the word, if it's not...
Insecure.
No, I don't think he's insecure. I think he's very secure with his masculinity. Dewey, are you very secure with your masculinity?
I know where I know
that's
where
what I thought.
From.
But
I
you seem to be
Stewart.
A little aggressive towards Bleen here.
I know I came from the Royal Stewart clan.
And whatever, dude. Listen, are you being aggressive with poor old little Bleen
Absolutely
here? Because
not. I want to make sure that he's got the proper identity.
Okay, thanks, Dewey. Bleen, what did you think of Dewey?
Well, maybe if he brought the rest of the Stewart clan with him, we could, you know, see what happens.
749-1444. We'll be right back. Club with Catholic Education. Chris and Rob, late night talk show, sitting in with Bleen, our local transvestite friend who lives next to a sheriff. Bleen, did you have a Catholic education?
Yes, I was raised up a Catholic, and I was even an altar girl. A boy. Sorry.
Did anything happen when you were an altar boy?
Such as, you mean, molestation
type
things?
Yeah, anything like that.
No, I have never experienced that, even though I've heard a lot of tales of other people, but mine was all rosy, and I really loved putting those little outfits on.
I bet you did. And you live you live next door to a sheriff.
A potential sheriff.
Is the guy a Republican?
He was a Democrat. He aspired to be a sheriff.
Well, if he was a Democrat, he probably was more accepting of your lifestyle.
Unfortunately, no.
No, why not?
A little closed-minded, I guess.
I guess so. Although, but you gotta admit, you know, for all the closed-mindedness in the world, and for all the open-mindedness in the world, and for all the people who like Picasso, and for all the people who like dogs playing poker, you know, what you do is a little more unusual than some. I mean, it's one thing for people smoking pot. It's another thing for people who drink underage. You know, those things are unusual, but they happen, and they're rather common. A boy dressing as a girl and taking hormones is a whole nother matter entirely.
Well, those are habits, and this is a little deeper than that,
I see.
I can use that word.
So you draw a line there that a lot of people, like I just made the accident of, would not distinguish between.
Correct. Maybe Dewey.
Very interesting stuff. Dewey, if you're out there, Bleen is blowing a kiss in your general direction. 749-1444 if you want to talk. Really? 749-1444 if you want to talk to a real live transvestite who's going under the knife. This is Dobie Gray on 45. Dobie Gray, have you ever heard a song that good before in your entire life?
No.
I'm serious. Have you ever heard a song that good in your entire life?
No.
I'm serious, though. What did you think of that song?
I loved it.
It was great.
Intro of the show, Rob.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, also known as the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour, featuring Bleen, your Midnight Rose.
Your Midnight Something, Bleen. What do you call yourself if you don't call yourself the Midnight Rose?
Oh, Mistress of the Sun of the Daylight.
Mistress of the Foot.
Mistress of the Foot.
The Wicked
Pedicure.
Wilson Pickett. At the same time, so hang tight, everyone.
Bleen, we were talking about marriage and children and stuff earlier. Do you ever hope to have children?
I would love to have children, but the only total ovarian transplants that I know have been done in China. Oh, well, I could adopt, you know.
Do you want to adopt a baby?
I would love to adopt a baby of any race or religion. If any man would like to help raise the child with me, all they need to do is call 749-1444.
So we're making a proposition here over the late night airwaves. Bleen, Cincinnati's hottest looking transsexual.
Looking for a dad for her not yet adopted non-specific child.
Oh my gosh. Chris and Rob, a late night talk show. We haven't worked this
Do you want a boy or a girl?
I would like one or two of each.
Would you like them to be confused or know what they're doing?
Well, I'm sure any confusion that they might have, I would help them clear that up.
I bet you could. Would you like play baseball and all that stuff with the kids?
I love to play baseball with them, and, you know, Barbies, things like that. Easy bake oven, you know.
Hey, Blaine, lots of kids talk about making out. You know, my mom and dad think it means something different from what I think it means. I think it means kissing, and so do my friends. How can I convince my parents? Because they won't let me go to any makeout parties.
Ooh, I've never been to a makeout party, but if someone would know where one might be going on, I would like to try it.
Blaine, tell me, what do all these words have in common? Pumpkin, mud flaps, biscuits, seat, sit upon, twat, bum, took us, hiney, rear end, buns, cheeks, ass, booty, groove thing, fart box, derriere, can, booty, bottom, tush, pincher, pooper, maximus, gluteus, posterior, rump, and buttocks.
There's slang names for breasts.
Okay. That's what I thought.
That was the other list he didn't read.
That was the other list I didn't read. I'm looking around here. Do we have a white pages or yellow?
What are you looking for?
Look up. Here, I'll look it up.
Oh, gosh. What are you looking for?
Getting desperate in the middle of the night. Remember when we used to do this show a long time ago in the middle of the night?
No.
And we didn't have talking skills yet, and there'd be all this dead air.
No, I don't remember that at all.
You'd hear sounds of me flipping through phone books.
No, I don't remember that one little bit. I think you're making up the whole thing.
You know, back in the early 60s.
I don't know what you're talking
back
about.
Back when Beatlemania was just you're starting insane. To sweep the nation.
You're hallucinating again.
No, you are.
You haven't been the same since you broke your llama lamp.
Ooh,
it's been one long downhill fall from grace for you.
That was a sad day, my friend.
It's just pathetic.
That was a sad day.
It's horrible.
If you want a couple hormones, I'll hook you up.
Blaine, where'd you get that fine-looking white and red leather jacket?
Actually, a girlfriend of mine gave this to me for ruining one of my beautiful leather dresses. Bless her heart.
So she ruined a dress and you got a jacket. Are we calling Milt?
Yeah, we're calling the bowling alley. We do what we do best here at the Chris and Rob.
You've been dying to talk to Milt all night.
Calling the bowling alley. Oh, phone's ringing at the bowling alley where Milt works.
They got a spare.
Look out now.
At the 24-hour bowling alley in Western Hills.
Yeah, it's wonder if anybody there has 12-pound balls.
It looks like nobody's there.
Oh, yeah.
I have tapes of old radio shows we did years and years ago where on the tape, all you'd hear is a phone ringing. And then somebody would say, "Yep, we're calling a 7-Eleven in Vancouver, British Columbia." Yeah. Sounds like nobody's at the bowling alley tonight.
How can no one be at the bowling alley? This is a fiasco.
Western Bowl, man. I'll be.
Hey, is this a Western Bowl?
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to Milt?
Milt's not working tonight.
Oh, you are? What's your name?
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on? I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Milt is a staple on our program. You know what that means?
No.
That means in the middle of the night when we got nothing to talk about, we call up Milt and ask him if he's got any 12-pound balls.
Milt hasn't mentioned us to you.
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve. Hi, Steve. How's it going?
I'm here.
It's late, isn't it?
Yeah.
You like the night shift?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are there any transvestites bowling tonight?
Not that I know of.
We're thinking about sending one down. We have a transvestite here. Her name is Blaine, even though she's a he. Would you like to say hello to Blaine?
Not really.
Oh. You're not a real friendly kind of guy. What happened to Milt? You know, Milt's the man. Milt likes to talk to people. Milt has the makings of a fine talk show host someday, and we think he may become one.
Well, Milt's not here today.
That's a shame. Is he studying for a big computer test?
I have no idea.
But how's he doing in school, anyway?
Don't know.
Hey, is the grill open this late?
Nope.
Damn, I was thinking about coming over after work and getting a grilled cheese sandwich or maybe a wagon wheel or something. Are the wagon wheels good there at the Western Bowl?
I don't know.
You don't know? You never had one?
Don't normally stay around here.
Okay. Bye, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a winner, wasn't it?
Call 7-Eleven, Vancouver.
You want to call them? I don't have their number on me right now.
No, I don't worry about it.
We could call the truck and Bozo.
Don't even think about doing that.